The Albury and District Historical Society are looking at completing their most extensive task ever, digitising all of the editions of the Border Morning Mail, as it was known, from 1856 to 1954. It's a massive task. Greg Ryan is from the Society and is with you now. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Sandra.
I mean, not only is this a massive task, it's super expensive too.
Well, it's actually the Albury banner that we're scanning from 1860, or we have scanned from 1860 through till 1938, and the Border Mail, Border Morning Mail, from 1938 through to, so at this point in time, through to 1951, and we hope to extend it through to 1954.
Right, okay. So, I mean, whichever way you look at it, that's an awful lot of papers.
Well, we've initially it was scanned at no cost locally. It was a federal government funded project, and our Albury coverage was quite scanty compared with some of the other major regional centres such as Wagga. So we set out in 2018 to see if we could address that problem, and in that time we have scanned over 78,000 pages of newsprint at an average cost of almost $2 per page. So that's a fairly significant cost. And to do that, we did receive quite substantial grants. About half of it was paid by substantial grants from government, from our own local Albury City, from New South Wales and Victorian state governments. They have helped along the way. So about half of that that cost of in excess of $150,000 now came from government. But the rest has come from donations locally, from grants from a few different bodies like Inland Rail, the Commercial Club have helped us out, and our own members have contributed in total about $15,000 towards that.
Gosh.
And we want to complete that project. We want to get back to 1856, which is when the first newspaper in Albury was published. We want to fill some of the gaps that we've got in those early years, and we want to complete the scanning of the Border Mail through to 1954.
Okay. And you are currently, you're in Hobart, aren't you, at the moment, Greg?
I am, in breezy Hobart.
Yeah, for the National Historical Society Conference. So you'll be speaking?
At the conference of the Royal Australian Historical Society coming up at the end of October. And I'll be talking about our project, what we've done and how we have achieved what we have achieved, and trying to encourage some of the other local historical societies who also in some cases have had not such extensive coverage of their own local newspapers, give them some encouragement to see that it can be achieved, that extending the coverage on Trove. And if listeners that are not familiar with Trove, if you've got any interest at all in history, if you're doing family history research or just have an interest, then Trove really is a treasure trove of information. So, and I know a lot of listeners will be familiar with it, and a lot of listeners have made use of it. It is unique around the world. As far as we know, there's not one other country in the world that you can access newspapers absolutely free.
Yeah.
There's certainly places that where you can access newspapers, but across a paywall, it costs. So if you are, any listeners here that feel that they can contribute, then we've got a donations page on our website. All you need to do is go to albury.org.au and search for our donations page, and we'd be happy to receive donations.
Absolutely. Greg, we'll have to leave it there. We're up against the news now.
That's fine.
But thank you so much, and thank you for giving us an update and also passing on those details. Have a great time in Tassie.
Okay, thanks very much.
See ya. Greg Ryan from the Albury and District Historical Society on ABC Goulburn-Murray and ABC Shepparton.